Shout out about an event that's happening in Hamilton on the 29th of August. That is Fashion for Hunger, 29th of August. Bringing the communities together is what we like to do here at Radio Waterloo. And CKMS 102.7 FM has been on air for probably 45 plus years. We have people like Coral Andrews, who is a radio star, and she's been with our station for so long, she got a prize for years of service. We also have our president, Nat Persaud, who does Pressure Drop, and he's also done a show for, I believe, 26 years this year. Carmelo, who is my buddy, who does Street Hop, he's done his show for 23 years as a volunteer. Isn't that amazing? It is amazing. So I want to give some shout-outs because in this community of the Tri-City area, Kitchener, Waterloo, and Cambridge, and there's just so much more to it, we were at an event at the Waterloo Park on Canada Day that was organized by City of Waterloo, and we made some friends there. It was one of those stormy days, and actually, like, people had sand in their eyes and things like that, and it was a bit of a kerfuffle. But I did have a chance to meet bird-friendly City of Kitchener, and really cool, and they're trying to get a bird-friendly Waterloo as well. So shout out to them. Also shout out to Porch Lights, who do counseling for and addiction services, serving Cambridge and North Dumfries since 1940. So there's so many great community people in our area. So I actually want to give a shout out to Bill Ridley, who is a veterans housing support and liaison that I met at a 100 years anniversary for the 126th Royal Canadian Legion Branch 126. So that was an incredible event to be at. He actually received the Quilt of Valor for his years of service. And also shout out to Kafka turns 25. So if you are in the community, you might know about the Kafka. Save the date for their birthday, September 15. You can learn more at CAFK+A, Contemporary Art Form Kitchener. So this event, like, I met them at the Waterloo Park event for July 1st, and I always like to talk to people. One more shout out here, Flush Inc. Productions. Patty Gillard Bentley is the artistic director, and Theater That Thinks Outside the Theater. So I had a chance to talk with her, and really amazing to meet creative people in this world that we live in. When I meet people who like come up with ideas and do them, I just find that so extraordinary. So this lovely lady told me that their events, they actually, if you buy a ticket, you will kind of meet up, and then you don't even know what the venue is, but you will meet them somewhere and kind of like walk the alleys until you get to the venue. And it's very artistic and it's theater. So having said that, it doesn't look like we're getting the phone call at this moment. So maybe we will just kind of get started with Packing, who are in the studio. And local to the area, Packing, we have Emmett, Carlos, Matt, and Dylan with us here in the studio tonight at Radio Waterloo Regime Radio. And I'm going to give them the microphones and they can kind of introduce themselves. And they're also going to be doing some performing here. And doing live music in this show is something that I really relish. So thank you. We're just going to give them the microphones and hang on a sec here.
Yeah, we're so local. We could have walked here, but but Emmett's got that
but
big...
But my thing's too heavy, so...
Yeah,
I...
that
whoa,
big thing
what
over
thing?
There.
This thing.
Oh, okay.
Right,
yeah,
that one's
really
walkable. Definitely. Why don't you tell us, how does Packing come together? How does Packing come together?
It's funny because I wrote this bio on our band camp this morning about the story of how
the story started with Carlos absolutely mogging Matt out at a local music store at Long and McQuaid.
Yeah.
And then they spent 10 years writing music in a basement. And then the world ended, and,
oh, yeah.
You know, everybody was fighting for toilet paper and building islands for animals. And then Carlos whispered, he murmured out in the distance, "We must jam."
Yes.
We must jam.
Yes.
And then, you know, the rest is history.
The rest is history. Yeah.
Nice.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you were
going to
say.
Yeah. I changed it.
But
I changed it.
Emmett and I met at an a cappella group at our university.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Shout out to a cappella. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We don't talk about the
you're
other one.
We don't talk about it.
Okay.
We're just on something.
Well, you guys kind of organically, you've known each other longer than others. Are you all Tri-City people? KW, Kitchener, KW.
I am now.
So I think Dylan's the only one.
Tell us the origin story, please.
I'm from Mississauga.
I was born
at St. Mike. I don't know where I was.
We love building community here.
Yeah.
Ontario, Canada, we're all a big village, international. I'm Swedish.
This place is way better now.
Yeah.
Waterloo, Kitchener.
Yes.
Way better than
Saga. You helped make it better.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
That's
better because we're in it now.
We need like new blood. It's a thing.
There you go.
Okay.
It's shaped by the ever-changing community.
Yes. Yeah. Just like this beautiful station.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Full circle.
It really is a beautiful station. I love the little Mario mascot up there. And
yes.
Really profound, yeah.
Profound is the right word.
It is, yeah.
The sunflower over there
is
kind of reminiscent of our EP art.
Oh,
we were sort of a, it's like we were meant to be here.
It is meant to be, clearly.
So we've got an EP coming out
tonight
at midnight.
Yay!
Yeah.
And this wasn't even planned like this, you know that.
No,
it just happened.
It wasn't even planned.
I don't think anything we've done is ever planned, but.
But that's all sometimes the best way to go about it.
Absolutely.
Different timing. Not like, we have a deadline, let's do it. More like, it's going to come together the way it comes together.
Yep.
So what brings you together to make music? Like, what is it that you like to sing about or make music about?
Whoa.
Honestly, most of our songs are about, like, heartbreak and relationships, sadly enough, and accepting yourself and stuff.
I just think our songs are about life. It's about life, man. It's about the ups and downs and the journeys.
First person ever.
It's about their stories. They are true heart-wrenching, gut-punching stories.
Gut curb-stomping.
Yeah.
Sure. Whoa.
Stomping.
Yeah. Hey guys, we're stomping.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you have fun together. So, like,
I hear you.
That is like the version for like social media. Like, it sounds very beautifully put together. You're like the raw. You're like, this is what it's about, and you're like, and this is how it's.
You're our standard.
And this is how I can make it sound silly.
Yeah.
That. Silly is important.
I think it's the most important
play
thing.
Play is part of music.
Totally.
A lot, right?
Respect that.
So thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Packing.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Something about I was on the Maxwell site looking for a ticket. I forget what event. Maybe Taliba Kweli. Back last year or something, and I saw you guys' name.
Oh,
yeah.
Who were you at the Maxwell? Do you recall?
We did an indie night.
Indie night.
There you go.
Yeah,
back in
sick.
May,
yeah.
That was cool.
And nothing ever since.
Yeah, that was our first show fully together as
and
a
only.
Four-piece.
This is actually our last show ever, guys.
We played we played an acoustic thing at the Yeti, just the two of us,
nice.
Matt and
just
I.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
Okay, the Yeti. I heard so much about the Yeti as well.
The
lovely
Yeti
little establishment.
Love the Yeti.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Yeti.
Yeah, if you're listening, Yeti, thank you.
Sorry. We will make them listen. They will get this recording.
Yeah, this next song's actually about the Yeti.
Apparently, I've never been on live radio before.
So, I like that you have fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry, we're for our live mics right now.
Did you get your drum? Will you have your drum?
Oh, we're ready to go, yeah.
Yeah, you're ready to go. Do you guys want to show us what you do? We can take it away.
Sure, yeah.
Well,
depends on what you
to
want
that.
To
it doesn't get overly crazy, but I got here.
Okay.
I'll do the levels. So what is this song called?
This song is called Let Ourselves Be.
Let us.
All right, just gonna get right into it. Last time I sang for love, it didn't go too well. But it was that which made you come around and follow me through hell. Although we made it out, we lost a little of ourselves. Oh, it's hard to tell everybody just how long I fell. Oh, I am constantly inspired by your strength and the grace that's in your eyes. So you're taking the weary with soul engineering. You make them want to live again. I hope I have it in me to bend into someone like you. So when I fall, will you watch me broken, small, and weakly? Will
is so
wow.
nice.
Thank you.
You guys have a nice vibe.
Thank
you.
You
guys are unique too.
Yeah, that's a way to
put
it.
We're very special.
Yeah, we're very special.
Yeah, we are, though. Like, I mean
thank
that
you.
In the greatest
thank
way.
Thank
you.
Very much. Yeah,
there's
definitely.
A lot of
thank
things
you so
that
much.
Sound the same. I'm a little bit of a jaded person. I've been around for a while.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, me too.
I like.
We haven't even been around for that long, and we're jaded.
I'm a little jaded. Yeah.
It happened to us. But healthy for trying to dust it off, though.
Are jaded.
Thank you.
Just like they say that art dusts up the soul. What does that say?
I don't know if I've heard that saying before.
There's an
I think
art
I know
store
what you're
uptown
about.
Waterloo, and
yeah.
It's like Picasso said that art basically is the thing that like dusts up our soul. Paraphrasing.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, yeah, you guys
yeah.
did that.
Like
you guys
that.
Did that.
Oh, that's
sick.
Nice.
I'm glad you liked
that's
it.
Nice.
I'm glad
great.
You liked it.
Wow. I guess
yeah.
we're done here, right?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It sounds so original. So absolutely original.
Well, like, what are your influences? I'm sure you have various.
So I think I was about to say for that song, I think Hotel California is a very,
oh, wow.
a very big
there's,
open front.
That's incredible.
There's one song that really inspired you, the McDonald's.
Oh
jingle?
Yeah, the
yeah.
McDonald's jingle inspired me.
That was really
for,
inspiring.
That was for a different song, though.
Yeah,
yeah. You know,
that one's on the next one.
You find inspiration everywhere you go. You know.
Yes. Hallmark videos and used to be a thing.
Oh
like,
yeah.
You got the humor coming, I think, because to be fun to like be influenced by a McDonald's video is yeah. incredible for one. Like. Because it's pretty cool when you can find inspiration. I don't know if that's a true story.
It is.
It is, yeah.
It actually is, yeah.
Sometimes I wish it wasn't.
Which jingle is that? Are we going to get copyright infringement if we, like...
No, because we put it in the minor key instead of the major.
Totally original.
No one will ever know unless they listen to this.
Yeah. This
only
is
the real ones will know.
If you're listening to McDonald's, bring it on.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow, though.
And, I didn't... get into them while I was writing this song, but like after the fact I was like, oh, this is totally like a Falls tune with that one like that like
bouncy
it's
thing,
like
yeah.
the bouncy thing
yeah.
and the multiple layers of guitars, like that's totally a Falls thing, but I've never heard them before I listened to them.
Oh, okay.
Shout
yeah.
out Falls.
Yeah, Falls,
great band.
Great band. Otherwise I've heard us compared to Coheed and Cambria. I'm not gonna lie.
I legit saw them a couple of years ago.
I
they
love
were
them.
Freaking
yeah,
amazing.
Oh yeah.
Got ourselves to the front and like next level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're insane.
At Beaches in Toronto.
Oh.
So yeah,
nice.
It was an amazing event. So thankful I went.
That's the one that we went to.
Yeah,
we
got concert buddies.
Years ago, there
yeah.
was another. Yeah.
Was it for their the one with the blue album with the big. Squid
right.
creature.
It was
yeah,
that was it.
Yeah.
There was a girl
that
there
was sick.
Performing before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like vampire-ish.
I love Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah, me
yeah,
too.
Kinda low key why I grew out my hair, but
oh nice.
Let it down.
They are a great
yeah.
influence.
One day he's gonna wake up with a buzz cut.
No, it's I
your hair
let it
will
down.
Be dyed.
Fresh.
Be like, what happened over
no.
here?
Okay.
Did the silver going?
Do not shave my head.
Yeah.
And I like that it was a longer song. You pulled it off.
Oh, no.
That's
the long one?
That was, no. But, like, some people do, like, a minute. Some people do, like, you know, like, I'm punk background. Is like 2 minutes and 40
oh, yeah.
seconds.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's it.
But that's where we started. Well,
we started
punk with
rock.
punkish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pop out songs every, you know, week or whatever. And they'd last, you know,
like
2-3 minute songs. But
I feel like,
know,
like everyone, we started... Jam Green Day and stuff.
Yeah,
like
he did.
Matt was super into
more actual
more
punk.
Cool punk.
Well,
yeah.
not like that, but you know what I mean. Like the ones that are really in the
yeah.
OG.
OG.
OG
no,
is what is
no
a better
effects.
Way to put it.
No Effects came to my town in Sweden.
No way, really.
I have
oh
so
my
many
gosh.
Cool stories. Like I think partially why I love music so much and live is because. There was a promoter in my town that brought like Green Day when
mm-hmm.
they came out with Dookie.
Mm.
Radiohead came to our town when they had
wow.
come out with like Pablo Honey.
Wow, yeah.
Creator, like there was all like Pennywise, NoFX.
Yeah, wow. The classics.
Mill and Colin.
Stack. Oh my gosh, yeah, Mill and Colin is amazing.
There's a, like No Fun at All. Have you heard of No Fun at All? They're like Mill and Colin. Like Sweden has like a lot of bands.
But yeah, Mill and Colin is like a classic for me. I grew up because they were in the Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they were like the first like band that I knew that wasn't from like North America.
They're actually from the town over.
Really?
Wow. So like Burning Heart Records started, and they got like Mill and Colin, even the band Refuse.
I
interviewed Dennis Lixan.
Wow.
Like 20, just before the pandemic started, I went and saw them in Toronto.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, if I hadn't seen them in the pandemic era, I think it would have been so much harder.
Oh yeah.
They helped rejuvenate my heart.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they were on Burning Heart Records as
well. Yeah.
So that label like kind of brought people from the beginning, and then they would let them go on and do bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so I talked with the. He was like that happened in my town.
That's so
horses
cool.
Horses and music was kind of like what kept us from not having like a very boring childhood in like small town Sweden.
I love that.
Hell yeah.
I love
that's
that
cool.
so much.
I still have the interview with Dennis. Like I was just like fangirling, like oh my god, I'm talking to
show
my
that
favorite band.
Sometime. That's so cool.
Punk of Shape of Punk to Come.
Oh, yeah.
Like I heard that when I was living in Canada still, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so proud to be Swedish. So that is my background.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That is so
very
awesome.
Cool, yeah.
Yes, aren't they though?
They're fantastic.
Yes. Right. Well, you guys are great too.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll
see. We'll see how this goes.
Oh yeah, we're up and coming, you know. We're gonna hit it big any day now.
Yeah.
Right. Tonight's the night.
Shout out Rick Rubin. Hope you're listening.
Nice. So EP coming out at midnight.
Midnight,
precisely.
Right.
So this song that we just heard, is that on there?
That's the
yep.
first song on the record. We're just playing him in order for
cool.
you guys. Yeah.
We're playing
right.
the album out.
So anything else that you want to say to potential fans? And how do they find you online? With a name like Packing, it's very difficult to
it
make
is.
Sure
that
you have
a great point.
Yep,
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 yeah.
Yep,
yep.
Wow.
Because we're building a community. We are packing.
I am packing.
I am packing.
I am packing.
I am packing.
We are packing.
Nice.
Right? It's a movement. That's how they'll find
oh,
us.
Oh, I love that. And that's how I found you.
You see?
It's...
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Sierra.
Nice. So this is kind of an original instrument to be bringing to a live event in 2026.
Honestly.
Like we were supposed to do something acoustic, and this is the acoustic version of a bass, kind of.
Oh my gosh, that's not
the
even
proper
how you
way.
Usually play.
I mean, it's what I usually play, but I like with packing, I usually play like electric bass.
Oh, okay,
yeah, we.
Okay.
But I just figured this would.
Yeah.
Sound better.
Yes.
Yeah. That was really all
wow.
I was thinking of. But yeah.
All respect to you.
I mean, just
respect.
Wait till I start playing it.
All
right. I'm just going to go right out the window.
You know, more respect if he actually walked over.
Yeah, more respect if I carried this all the way here.
Yeah. Big ups if you did that.
Big ups. I mean, it's actually a big commitment to be an artist and to be independent and
that's
like
true.
The lugging around. There's reason.
Oh, yeah.
Reason people have roadies. Like a roadie has a purpose, right? But you got to be your own roadies right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
yeah,
a little while longer.
Making the grind.
Yeah.
Yes.
If any roadies are listening.
Any day
please,
now.
Yes.
Please volunteer.
I hate lugging drums. Please approach us.
There you go. There's a purpose for the roadie.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, what's coming up then?
This one's been out for a little while now.
A little while.
Yeah,
now.
About a year. Yeah, this one's called Sunset.
About a year ago.
Anyway. We're gonna get into it.
Yeah.
I wake up at sunset, just wanting to go to bed. Life isn't real. I don't. Thank you.
Performance as a four piece?
Yeah, true story.
Yeah. It was from the horse's mouth, so to speak. I got that information.
We Matt and I have been doing music for years, but it was with the whole different lineup, and then it was a bit of a struggle to get other members to, especially drummers. Like, drummers are really hard to find.
Shout out Dylan.
Shout out drummers.
I love you, Dylan.
The backbone. The basis exactly. is important too. It all comes together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really thankful to just be able to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So the Yeti as well, was that just the two of you? You said.
Yeah, that was a. Putting our toes in the water, putting my toes in the water.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in a few other bands like since like COVID hit, but it was Matt's first time performing in a little while, so
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I quit music to pursue my life in corporate business.
Ooh, we've heard that story before. How did it go?
But we're back now.
We're back again.
We're all the way back.
Yeah. Lots of 407s, lots of 401s.
It was very scary for me. Yeah.
you thought I was going to succumb to my 501.
Yeah. I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What is a 501?
Isn't that something to do with pensions?
401k.
Oh, that's
401k. That's American. Yeah.
That's not here.
We don't do that here, buddy.
My 9-to-5s, whatever. Yeah. Numbers.
Yes.
We're glad it didn't work out. That's good.
Yeah. Well, hey, don't say that. I'm still working.
Yeah. Working.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're working.
Our new band name is Working, guys.
No more packing. Working.
No, we're packing. Yep. We're working.
That's kind of our bit. So if we do that, it's just any ing word. It's just a habit. We can't stop doing
like,
it.
Like, I'm going.
Going.
I'm going.
It's playing. Yeah. Annoying.
Oh. That's what we
just can't help it.
Yeah.
You know? We're just so silly.
Yeah.
Well, they say beloved child has many names. Have
wow.
you heard that one? Yeah,
you're
I'm big on the sayings.
Nice.
That's like my Swedish brain kicking
so
in.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grandma in Sweden. Like, that's
what
she did.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's like, so
Grandma
many weird ones. Don't shout hello until you've gotten over the river. Because like you'll be like, I'm already there. I'm like, no, I'm not.
I like that.
Yeah, Swedes are very practical people. Like, it's usually something very practical.
Nice.
But I'm a dreamer. So that's why I had to go. Yeah. So, well, that sounds really nice. Okay, I guess what I was trying to wonder too is you got any upcoming events, like gigs you're working on?
Oh, you've been talking to some people.
Yeah, I'm trying to get gigs together. You know, there's a few local bands that we sort of vibe with and
who?
That are just
tell
obsessed.
Us.
They're just obsessed with us. Like, they
oh,
can't stop.
Nice.
They can't stop messaging our account.
Stop messaging.
Perfect.
Guys.
We need those collabs.
Yeah, I won't say who it was.
You
but,
okay,
them,
fair
yeah.
enough.
please collab.
Yeah.
It goes around though, because we're really trying to get a gig with this London artist called Tyler Jaffelis, if I remember correctly. If that's his, I have a hard time with his last name. But
that's fair.
He's a
oh my god, he's amazing.
He's
amazing human being.
He's freaking amazing. Yeah,
nice.
His music's amazing. He's such a nice guy. We met him at like this random concert. Not random, but we went to a concert. In, Toronto, and we just vibe with
years
him.
Ago. Years
yeah.
ago,
yeah.
Nice.
It was probably like in 2018.
He's so talented.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh my goodness.
Like,
share his information with us so we can help share.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what his last name is.
Jaffelis.
Jaffelice.
Oh, good for you.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
live
hilarious.
Spelling bee right here.
No.
Okay. No, but that's fair.
I think I say Jaffelis a lot in my head. Yeah, that messes me up.
We do our best.
Yeah, we do our best.
Okay, so there might be an there's an event coming together at some point.
Yeah, we you know, I was working really hard on, we were going to do like a release show for the album, but then, it you know, we're all really busy people, and it was just too soon of a notice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all got a little too excited that everything was ready.
It's okay, you hold your horses.
So, you know, I started working on like, we were going to have a Fortnite event.
Oh, it changed.
So sick.
Employment.
Okay.
So, you know, hours pick up your work, and you can't do your leisure work, but it'll happen.
It will happen when the time
we'll
is right.
We'll see you in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Like, we're working with Epic Games right now. See what we can do.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't listen to this guy.
It's like. What do you call it? Like the lie detector? Like, this is, is this one based in reality? Are they trying to get me again? Because I'm very like, I'll go with your story. I'll be like, really? All right.
I actually don't know what is truth either.
Okay.
That is true.
Fortnite.
That is true. I am working.
Did you guys play with PewDiePie on Fortnite ever?
No.
That was a thing, right?
They
was like.
He's Swedish, is he not?
He is.
Yeah.
That would be the dream, honestly.
Yeah.
Felix,
still trying to get a hold of him.
I love his family.
Does he play Fortnite?
He does not, but. I'm sure he's played PUBG or something.
Yeah, he's probably played
PUBG,
something.
There we go. Okay.
I liked his Happy Wheels stuff back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan.
Gamers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a different way of life. Like, it's definitely like eras, right?
Mm-hmm. The grind.
I remember when like YouTube came, and it was like a before and after YouTube, and you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm learning things here.
Oh, yeah.
So
the prehistoric internet is what we prehistoric vibe off of.
Off the best.
I feel like I feel like that's a lot of what I write.
Yeah.
Like in terms of art. Anything is it? I'm always gearing for that feeling of the primal state of the internet, and
I can see that in what you created for the CKMS thing. That was really cool.
Matt's aesthetic for sure.
Yeah.
I kind of just impose it on everyone else.
Well, let's thank you for doing that, because that's. If you don't, iconic, then though. People would be going like, "Where is it?"
Yeah, go on Microsoft Paint. It works.
That's what Emmett and I would do if we didn't have you. We're just so thankful to have you, because him and I are just like, looks good.
There you go. Everybody's got their part, and you know, people
wait,
make
a section MS Paint. Very basic.
Everyone's got something.
Did you guys have MySpace back in the day, or is that like too young for you?
I think it was just post MySpace.
I
had a MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
I had like a Windows knockoff MySpace, but it wasn't MySpace. It was MSN MySpace.
MSN, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
I didn't have MSN.
Yeah,
you didn't have MSN.
Cool. Yeah, it wasn't cool.
Yeah.
This is like historical stuff.
Yeah,
a little
that's
bit.
That's what we're actually here to do.
So right. Creating history tonight.
You're a historian.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So a third song coming up.
Oh,
yeah. What do you
that's
got?
Correct. All right.
How does this one go again? Oh, yeah.
It's okay. I got it.
Thanks.
I remember the first time I saw you in the core of the crowd. But then you saw me and recognized that I had looked away. And then you came to say, hey, I'd have to say that was slightly embarrassing. But it was such a nice surprise. You had such a nice pair of dark brown eyes. I didn't know how much my admiration would have grown from then. I kissed my phone with my favorite picture of you on it. I take the longer road in hopes I run into you. We don't have to be alone for my day to be made. I love being with you, it doesn't matter. Thank you. recently shown up in locks of brown. Trace the curls, frame gracefully. Your face is you smiling, coyly look away. I wanna see your voice and hear your face at the end of every day. You're so perfect. Am I even worth it? But if you try me, I'll be yours. I'll be honest, I am paranoid. You'll be taken before I get sing to you, but I had to take the time to get okay enough to make a break for you. And as I tried, I felt like I was dying, but if there is one thing I wanna do before then, is to get this off my chest and to get you to rest your head upon it. I really love being with called
Indeed.
How's Life, and the normal non-extended version of it is out currently, and then this version will be out tonight.
Okay.
If you want to listen to that song for that
6
long.
Minutes instead of 4 minutes.
Yeah.
We love making songs really long.
Yeah it's kind
it's
of
just
our thing.
You've got the floor, you might as well take the time, utilize it.
Someone Wait once told me we have something called the too much gene. We kind of just take everything more than it should.
Who said that?
We're not going to name names.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Screw that.
I
if
guess,
you're listening.
Yeah. Like censored comments. There's a time and place for everything, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got censoring tonight.
Wake up and censor.
That was...
Censoring.
That was reaching right there.
Reaching. So we are packing. Like, where do we find your music? Because packing, we are packing. We are packing on Instagram.
We yep. are packing on Instagram. We, as a Nintendo, we are packing on TikTok. TikTok.
And then just packing on streaming platforms.
Okay, packing on streaming.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So,
yeah.
So the people that at midnight are interested,
mm-hmm.
and they're
oh, yeah.
like, do you want to hear that version?
Yeah.
You're not going to want to miss it.
And if they really like it so much that they could wear it on their shirts, it's wearepacking.myshopify.com.
Ooh,
there you go.
That's just it.
Plug.
Yeah, very nice.
Plugging.
Plugging.
All right.
Right.
So those are the songs that I sing, and now the rest of the EP is going to be songs that Matt sings.
Okay.
And he's got a lovely, wonderful voice.
Right.
Oh,
and
do I?
These are my favorite songs, not going to lie. Although, the Letter Selsby is like close second, you know? But these songs truly slap. So.
You heard that here first, folks.
Better brace your butts.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Something keeps tuning my guitar down, and it's not me.
Tuning.
Okay. Tuning. This song's called Just As Bros.
Thank you. Agua.
Is that your water?
No, it's not my water.
Thirsty, thirsty.
Oh, I'm thirsty.
There we go.
Oh, you're a savior.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Drinking.
Drinking. Hey, guys, we're drinking.
They're going to be so tired of this.
You guys are doing great.
Hydrating.
Hydrating, exactly.
Not very efficiently. I feel like I'm drinking like a hamster.
You gotta, like...
There's like a way to get
in. Yeah, you
got
to like
there's an angle. It's all about the angles with
it's
you.
It's
got
to be fully erect though.
That's very melodic. I love it. I can hear a little bit of Coheed and Cambria there.
Oh,
it does give me the vibe, and I do really like that. It's you guys are you have your own thing,
yeah.
But you guys are channeling them.
I feel like I struggle so much trying to describe my music to our music to people. Like this one time I remember a few years back I like posted how is life in a Reddit thread to see like what genre people would call it, and yeah, like I even remember sending it to Tyler and he was like, yeah, it's I don't know, yeah. But like we landed on indie pop for that one. The thing is that all our songs are like so different too, so
right, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
okay not to have like one niche and just be like we're in this classification.
It's fun. There's fun for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
We just can't sit still. We can't keep it into one genre.
Refuse to be labeled.
That's a nice way of putting it. That's a nice way of putting it for sure.
Alright.
Okay. So I guess this is the last tune of the evening. Unless there's still more.
That's up to you.
Hey,
guys have until technically 9:45, but if you don't want it, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will do other things.
Mm-hmm.
And Carmelo is having guests himself, so we have until 9:45. So
okay.
If you want it, you can have it. If you don't, it's all good.
All right. You know, what was it, like 2 weeks ago or whatever? It was my birthday. I got asked.
Speak up!
I got asked what this song is about, and I'll let the song speak for itself.
That's fair.
And then the album ends with a...
I wish I was joking.
Is that the last song on the EP?
Yeah.
Well,
or like mixing
well,
it up.
Well, we got one more song. It's the Sunset Remix. Are you ready, guys? We can't play it.
No.
No.
That's okay.
It's too detailed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know we did have to kind of switch it up to come into the studio. It's not really set up. We don't have a proper, like... This is like community radio at its best.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's like unplugged kind of.
It's such a great vibe.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it so much. Well, packing. We are packing.
Yes, we are.
Emmett, Carlos, Matt, and Dylan that we met tonight. Wow. Thank you, Ciara, as well for bringing them out. And it's 9 o'clock now. And if you have any more music you want to share, you're welcome to. It's up to you. If there's any like finishing words otherwise that you kind of just want to wrap it up, is fine too. You did mention that you like to not overstay your welcome, but you like to utilize the time. So maybe you want
to
like
to do it
do
maybe
long
you do
songs,
when
yeah.
So up to you though. I always have lots of community stuff to talk about, and my guest that was going to call earlier might be able to call me now.
Oh, cool.
You guys can, do you have another song?
Yeah.
Recently.
You're home
now.
Oh,
man.
I'm sorry,
this
buddy.
Song was about my cat.
Oh, no.
I love that cat very much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The dome, that's
not too shabby.
Yeah.
What an okay band.
That's so upbeat, though. Yeah,
I like that. Was that really to your cat?
Yeah. She ran away one day. I thought she'd never come back home. And so I wrote that song because she was gone for like a day or two.
Oh, and she came back.
And then she came back.
Oh, that's how cats roll.
They live a very long life.
They're like, I'm just testing you. Did you care?
Yeah, exactly, yes. Right? Yeah.
He cared very much.
Yeah. Love cats.
I love cats too.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Packing. We are Packing.
Yes, we are.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate what you do. It's really cool.
It's so
thank
awesome.
You.
Thank
you.
Yeah. Very much appreciate it.
Well, this is what it's all about, yeah. Right? Finding out what's going on in the community, supporting it. Like, that's what community radio is.
Absolutely. Yeah,
meeting real people, especially independent artists. It's not easy to be an independent artist.
Well, we're independent, all right.
You're independent. Nice. Well, thank you so very much for coming. Packing at midnight tonight. Remind people where they can find your music.
All the streaming platforms, pretty much.
Tidal, Amazon Music,
Kobuz,
iTunes,
Deezer,
Spotify,
Packing, and literally Packing. There's no other band named Packing.
There
like you own that
we
one.
We are the only ones that are Packing.
There was an option to put the music on Roblox, but I didn't. Click
I
it.
Did see that. I always
right.
considered it too.
Yeah. Sorry, Roblox.
Tonight at midnight, Loves Me Drops.
Yep.
Those five tunes you heard, plus a bonus.
Plus
yep.
a remix.
Oh, the remix that you couldn't show us here because
yes.
it's got
yes.
too much
yeah, we can't play that
bells
one.
And whistles
yeah,
for
not,
us here.
Good.
Yeah, we're not good enough to play that one.
No.
I'm sure you would be. But you
yeah.
maybe would have needed a different setup or something.
It was a no, like it's an electronic remix. our buddy Reset Ryan Tram did that one for us. And
nice.
For all my songs I pretty much yeah, I mean, he... Like, for all my songs, I do like, guitar pros of them. So I just sent him the MIDIs for that, and he completely changed it up into the beast that it ended up being. And it's
he's
awesome.
The only reason why we have so many Spotify listeners.
Yeah. They're all from Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. Project Ryan or whatever.
Ryan Tram. Reset Ryan Tram.
Nice. Well, it takes a village. Mm.
Yes, it does.
It literally really does.
Mm-hmm.
And we're part of it. So we're pretty happy. And Sierra is part of it, too.
Woo!
And Carmelo over there, he's part
yeah.
of it.